This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. Juliana Zaramba is the strategic partnerships director for a really cool company, Defenda. They know more about Microsoft than most companies, and guess what? They offer SOC as a service, all focused on Microsoft security. Juliana, welcome to the hot seat today.
Thank you so much for having me, Gary. It's great to be here.
So SOC as a service, this is a little different than your traditional MDR or MSSP. I guess we get a mix of both. Can you tell us more about what you guys do?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for asking. So it is different. Defenda's here to bring something different to our customers. We really recognize that what our customers need is not just their security to be monitored and managed and, you know, executed on their SIM technology, but also a partner really in their security journey. And so we're looking to help become an extension of their team, essentially, and provide them with the knowledge they need to continue to build out their security part of their business. We have this really cool technology that our team spent a lot of time working on. It's called Defenda Shield. It's proprietary. It comes along with our managed security services. And essentially, it gives a single pane of glass for our customers to see what's going on at any point in time. A lot of our executives, we've been in the, you know, security world for a really long time. And we like to joke that when it started and you would go to a managed security service provider, there was a bit of like this Wizard of Oz situation happening where you weren't sure what was happening behind the curtain and you weren't sure exactly how it was helping your organization. It was hard to make that investment. Defenda's changing that with Defenda Shield. We want to make sure that you can see what we're doing at all times. Our SOC should feel like your team. They should feel like someone who's there for you, who can show you what alerts fired, how did they manage them, how are we changing things, what intelligence are we providing to you that's different from what you're sending us through your log sources. So that's really what's different for us, is really bringing those pieces together. It's a technology and a team and a partnership that become part of your organization and really help you meet your goals.
Now, you're a trusted partner of Microsoft and you talk a lot about Microsoft security. Can you explain in a little more detail? Does that mean we're only protecting Microsoft devices, servers, cloud apps, or Windows applications or Office? What does that really mean? Are you leveraging Microsoft's next-gen antivirus and some of the new things they're doing for identity management? Where's the Microsoft security play?
We take the investment a customer has made in their Microsoft licenses and make sure that they're utilizing it to its fullest potential and maximizing that investment. We will receive log sources from anywhere. You can have Cisco firewalls, that's totally fine. But the log sources that are going to be part of the service we're going to provide you and making sure that you're utilizing the Microsoft security stack like Sentinel, like Defender, and making sure that you are taking that and that's what we're managing from, that's where we live. So although your sources can be any partner, really what we're going to manage is the Microsoft stack. So could be Defender for endpoint, could be Defender for IT. We've just spent a ton of time working with customers on Defender for OT because we all know the OT environment brings a whole new set of threat vectors that can get after and things that you need to worry about that just didn't exist for customers 5-10 years ago that we need to really make sure is also secure. Sentinel is big, AVM, we've got lots of different options there. Really, again, it's about anything we need to ingest, we got you. We can help you with your whole network, but let's centralize that on your Microsoft investment. Use Microsoft security technologies to be the end that we look at and we help you manage from that perspective.
But Defenda Shield will help us stop the latest threats, find our vulnerabilities, areas that need to be patched. And is there a lot of automation involved, or is it hands-on and automation?
Where automation makes sense and will support your investment, we're going to use it. But where we need to have eyes on glass, that traditional approach, and we need somebody to look at it and investigate for you to make sure that the right outcome is selected, we have our SOC team members. We've got multiple SOCs in different geographies. We're in different countries to make sure that we take care of data residency as well, because that's very important to us and our customers. But We've got a team on staff to help you when we do need to have hands-on glass and make sure that happens. And then we've got automation to make sure that we're bringing things as quickly as possible to you and you can access it through Defend a Shield without having to worry about, you know, waiting for somebody at 2 a.m. to action your tier one alert, because it's something that can be managed manually.
Juliana, can anyone afford this? Is it for SMBs who've gone the Microsoft route? Is it for mid-market? What kind of verticals, what kind of companies would be the perfect clients for Defend a Shield?
We've got a ton of customers who started really small, and maybe on day one, it felt like a huge investment for them. But as they continue to grow as an organization, they're so thankful they had it in place and it grows along with them, as opposed to waiting until they're big and needing to retroactively put this in place. From, you know, an industry and vertical perspective, who doesn't need to be secure today? I'll challenge them to say everyone does. But I would say, you know, we do have a ton of time that we work with, especially right now in the OT space. We're having a lot of conversations in lots of industrial areas. We've got lots of retail customers. We just really spend time with whatever customers are ready to make this Microsoft security investment from across the board. But financial institutions are really pretty upfront with making sure they're secure. So we spend a lot of time with them, government entities. It's really across the board. So we're really fortunate that we get to work with a ton of different customers. It keeps things interesting every day.
And what kind of partners do you work with? Are these folks who are system integrators? Are these IT boots on the ground? Are they MSPs who want to become more of an MSSP or an MDR provider? Who are the kinds of partners you're working with?
We want to make sure every partnership makes sense for both us and our partner. The program that we have in place really is about a custom partnership journey and strategy, and we work very closely together to develop that. So we have a good mix of partners because depending on sometimes geography or sometimes what they're trying to achieve in their business, it's the right place to partner. Defend is really fortunate in that our customers recognize that we do what's best for them. We've got 100% retention rate with our customers, and we love that. Microsoft loves that. That's a focus for us to continue. That's also part of what I take into consideration around our channel partner program. I don't want to bring on partners just to add people to the portfolio. I want to bring on partners who also want to have customers with 100% retention rates in managed security services and whatever service they're offering to those customers as well.
That sounds fantastic. And in SOC as a service, the kinds of threats, I don't know if you've published any reports on the threats you've discovered, or have you been allowed to share any of the findings? Is business email compromised, ransomware, you know, attacks on physical equipment when you get into OT? What kind of threats are you seeing out there that you can share with our viewers and listeners?
You know, to your question about, are we able to publish? There are a lot of things that we don't for, you know, professional and privacy reasons with our customers. What I can say is that, as I talked about Defend a Shield before, a part of that is that we do ingest that information into Defend a Shield so that we do, you know, allow all our customers to get the benefit of what we are seeing happen. We've got external threat feeds we use as well, but really our team utilizes the data we're bringing in without sharing across customers, but to bring that knowledge to our current customer base. We have done some really cool things recently though too, whereby we did a webinar with Microsoft around Defender for OT and our MDR for OT offer. And in it, we showcased our lab. We have a lab where our technical team loves to get their hands dirty, and they, based on what they're seeing happen in the industry, and what they're seeing happen just in general in the world, they will practice attack vectors and they will see if they can replicate what we think we're going to see come next. Mm. And so there are times where we will try and share as much of that as we can. Definitely we can provide the link to that recording. It's on YouTube because there are some things in there that we can definitely share. And we do continue to do that. Honestly, we've spent a lot of time recently in the OT world because, like I said, it's just so new to so many customers. And the reality is there are a lot of attack vectors there. So our team has been spending a lot of time trying to help our customers understand where they might be vulnerable today that they weren't in the past. But if you match that with what's happening in the world, you can see there are lots of different places that bad actors are trying to get in. And we are just every day living and breathing with a specified team in our lab, trying to make sure that we are getting ahead of that and bringing that primarily to our customers. Secondarily will be what we can share and market without worrying about privacy laws.
Couple more questions. First, how quickly can a client get onboarded with Defender Shield?
How quickly can that client move? I worked in project management a while ago, so that's why I'm, you know, being a little bit cheeky there, but depending on where they are today, if they already have Sentinel up and running, if they already have a version of a managed service, we can obviously do things very quickly. We will prioritize based on what the customer is ready to do. If you're getting into more complex items like an OT environment, it definitely does take a little bit longer. We have some customers in manufacturing whereby we need to wait for a plant shutdown before we can implement some of the sensors that they need on some of these new OT threat vectors. And so that takes a little bit while longer, right? But depending on what you're trying to do, you know, could we get you up and running in a month or two? Definitely. If you're ready to hit the ground running, so are we. We've got a team who's ready and waiting to talk to you tomorrow, and we can get the ball rolling. And then, like I said, if you have an existing managed service and we're doing a switch, there's also some transitionary time we want to make sure that you've got coverage for, but we typically do things pretty quickly. In security, we know nobody sleeps. It's not different here at Defenda.
So we're definitely reducing our risk by partnering with a company like Defenda to offload, you know, SOC as a service. Does that mean you help us produce reports for PCI or GLBA or HIPAA high tech or other regulatory compliances?
Yeah, great question. We live in the compliance world a lot. That is definitely something we will do with our customers. It's part of the onboarding process. And then also as part of the ongoing managed service with us, you'll have a customer success manager who will be working with you and make sure that we understand what regulations you are trying to meet. Plus, what do you have to do internally? It might not be a regulation like HIPAA. It might just be that you have a compliance officer who wants to see a certain type of report. So we'll make sure that you receive it. Plus, with the benefit of Defender Shield, you'll have access to information regularly as well. But we know how important all of this is for customers. We have a team as well that focuses entirely on offensive security. We have another team that focuses entirely on GRC. All of that is to make sure that when we talk about security, although I talked to you a lot today about security operations as a service and what that team is doing, that's not the only thing we're here to do. It's really a full platform that we're here to help our customers with and secure their business end to end and make sure that they've got what they need to feel A, comfort, and B, like they've met all of their expectations, because compliance is crucial for businesses and you need to make sure that you're submitting all of those things to regulatory bodies on time. So we definitely do that regularly and we customize it to each customer so that we know you're going to get exactly what you need.
That's great. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd want to share with our viewers and listeners?
Defenda is entirely focused on Microsoft security. We are here to work with our customers to bring you return on your investment with Microsoft and to bring you ease and peace of mind in security. We're regularly looking at new technologies with Microsoft, trying out what's coming up next, making sure we're at the forefront of the Microsoft technology, and keeping tabs on everything else happening in security. That lab is spinning all the time with our team. And so we want to be your partner in making sure that security is at top of mind for you so that you can run your business, because you have customers that you need to get to. And if you're busy worrying about your security all day, every day, those customers aren't going to get the service they need. So leave that to us. We've got you covered. We are an extension of your team and we are here to help you out.
That's awesome. And for transparency with SOC as a service, a great trusted Microsoft partner, folks, you've got to go to her website, go to defenda.com and learn more about them today and get onboarded as quickly as you can. You'll reduce a lot of risk and you'll have a great partner who understands Microsoft security better than most. And then come back next time for another exciting episode.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.